presence of God is always awesome. When he shows up, he won't leave you the way he was. Amen. Unless you really want to hang on to it. You know?
That's right.
Amen. He is a gentleman.
Did you really write that one? Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it's kind of like, I'll come to Jesus. Soon as I quit cussing. Or getting drunk or getting stoned. Or soon as I throw away my girly magazine or the boily. What do you girls call them? Thank God no one knew what it was. But it's kind of like you have someone comes in your house to clean for you. That'd be awesome. I have one to call a wife. No, just kidding you. And we always figure marriage is 50-50. I dirty it, she cleans it. Yeah. But it's like you have someone going to come on Wednesday to clean your house, you know, because we get busy and we house cleaning, you know. Let's say Gail, used to clean houses all the time, man. Awesome cleaner, I tell you. She's going to come on Wednesday to clean the house. So I spent all day Tuesday cleaning the house up. That way you don't think I'd live in dirt. You know what I'm saying? Duh. Are you coming to clean my dirty house? Amen. Well, that's where the Lord is. He's coming just as you are to clean you up. You know, we say, oh, I'm going to quit this and quit that. If you quit a lot of stuff, you don't need Jesus. Amen, you do. Because you can't be clean enough on our own, you know. Nowhere in Scripture ever say that you go to hell for drinking a beer. Smoking a cigarette. Cussing. We go to hell because of sin in our life. And you come to redeem that. You know, a lot of folks at the time, I've seen I quit cussing and drinking. I said, man. I mean, drunkenness is a sin. He said, don't be a drunkard. Amen. He said that because if you've ever been drunk before, you do some stupid stuff, don't you? I have. We won't talk about that. But it's recognizing that I can't do this on my own. You're here and you've tried. How many times have you started over? Today's going to be different. You know, and we all start over every morning. But we say, oh, I'm going to do things different today. And we get really well, but then all of a sudden, boom. Something happens and you're right back where you was the day before. Well, see, the Master, when Christ comes into your life, that Spirit of God comes into us and He helps us. He'll quicken us. He'll strengthen us to overcome the things and do things differently, you know? Now we still have that freedom of choice. We have that free will. He'll speak to you and say, are you sure you want to do this, Turkey? Remember the last time and the time before and the time before and the time before and the time before and the time before? I know God is going to be different this time. Well, if God's not in it, it ain't going to be different, you know. So just learning to absorb His Word and His presence in your life and just follow Him, you know. My wife can give me some great advice. She really does. Amen. All I have to do is learn to receive that advice. And then follow that advice. Amen. Okay. How many times have I refused to follow her advice because I'm a man? Nobody tell me what to do. And you already know when you say that she's right. You know what I'm saying? That pride issue. Yeah. Can you two up here and chuck a Marty back here? I'll tell you what. No. But it's knowing that, right, everything we said this morning, everything that came from here, we all know it's right. Amen? We know the presence of God was here today, okay? But when we depart from here today, it's taking that word that God spoke to us today and applying it to our life. Because everyone can say, well, everything that's spoken here tonight, we know it's right. Everything today. We know it's awesome. We got the truth in us. Just leaving this, and when the Lord brings that back to us this week, they're responding back to it, just following Him and doing it. You know? And our life gets a lot easier to the fact knowing you're not pleasing me, but you're pleasing God. I mean, you're pleasing me, but your goal isn't to please me. Amen? It's God. Hey, God. Anyway, boy, this is a big one here. You told me don't be unequally yoked, and I need help on this one, God. Just show me, because I know that, I mean, I love my friends, but they can be detrimental to me at times. Because, just help me. Help me sever myself from their influence they have in my life. I'm like, okay, we're going to do that. But you're putting my influence into your life more and more. But first of all, I say, hey, I don't know, I think everybody here on Facebook, it'd be like me talking about Facebook today. Hey, maybe you guys see my post on Facebook last night? I said this and this and this, and somebody says, I didn't see it. Oh, okay. Oh, well, why? Because you're not my friend on Facebook. You gotta have send a friend request. Once you do, then we have that connection back and forth, and you can follow me on Facebook, which I'm never on anymore anyway, but anyway. That's the way it is with the Lord. Okay? We need that friend request. We just send it to Him, hey Lord, I want you in my life. And then as we invite Him in, that friendship starts. Put it that way, more than friendship, He becomes your Lord. And you get to hear and see, and He'll help you with everything is in this Bible to be victorious. Think of that. Because one of these days, it's not just for the hereafter, it's here for right now. You know, to strengthen us today. And once we are called, once you are born again, then you have the great joy of sharing with other people about Jesus. Why didn't you tell me about Jesus? I don't know. I just know that, man, that He's awesome. He died for my sins, paid my penalty. I invited my life a week ago, and I can't explain it. I'm not the same. And I'm learning. Oh, wow, yeah. And that might all you know right now. That's a blessing to somebody. Amen. But then to grow in the Word and let Him just have control in your life and follow Him. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. You know, last week we were speaking, I remind you all that we were made out of dirt. And I'll close with this here. We're made out of the same thing that God spoke to. He said, vegetation come out. Remember all that? And so I said, we need to speak to our body. So as a born again believer, you have the Spirit of God in you. When you speak His Word out, your body's going to respond to it. It's believing, having your faith grow. And so this week, if you have an issue, and I used this yesterday. I was at a family reunion. Her side of the family. It was awesome. We had a good time. And I was telling a story, a true story. And I spoke about it, and we got interrupted. And I was going back to mention this person's name again. I could not remember it. I mean, my whole mind was... I mean, man, we're testifying. He's from Wisconsin. We were talking about different things the Lord is doing. And I thought, no, I won't have that. I have a mind of Christ. My mind is renewed through the Word. I have great short-term memory. I have great long-term memory. Satan, he's still my mind. And he come back to me. Okay? So I want to encourage you, maybe part of your morning vitamins that you take, is speak that out. You know, we see a lot of times where dementia and Alzheimer's and stuff is out there. But if we hear the Word of God and declare it over ourselves, I have a mind of Christ. I have a renewed mind. I have great long-term memory, great short-term memory. My mind is dedicated to the Lord. And Satan, you cannot have my mind. In the name of Yeshua. Wow. And I know you might be hearing that, man, this guy's really weird. I'm just telling you what the Word of God says. You know, I might be weird, okay? But He says, speak. He says, speak to that mountain, did He not? Did He say, complain about the mountain? No. Recognize the mountain, then speak to it, you know. And so you mind to have that mind of Christ. And but right then it come back to me, you know. I'm not saying, gentlemen, that we can't have the short-term memories when we're married, okay? But just, you know, just letting God be God in your life. Allowing His Word to be your Word. And I think it's awesome what He did this morning in here. And I know you touched lives this morning. You've been renewed, regenerated. Woo, we're going to walk out here different than we walked in. And we're going to love Jesus, love one another, and share. Share what we can with those around us. And encourage one another.